Right, it's a pleasure to introduce Professor Jeff Main. He's the Professor of Economics, Applied Economics, at the Henley Business School. I know a number of you students here. How many of you are going to the Henley Business School after this course? Quite a few. So we'll be talking about this topic, the subprime crisis, causes and consequences for the international economy. So hope you enjoy the lecture.
Thanks very much. Thank you, everyone. I guess the question is whether you'll still be clapping at the end of the lecture, really. I'm actually from the economics department, and I hope some of you at least will be doing economics as your degree. One of the things which we tend to try to do in economics, or in the economics courses that we teach here, is to try to give our courses quite a strong policy focus. And I'm going to sort of talk about properly what is the big policy issue of today, which is essentially the credit crunch, the subprime crisis or whatever, and all of these things. And housing actually is central to what's going on in the subprime crisis at the moment, the credit crunch. And that's why I gave you a couple of background articles to read on the subject of housing economics. So I'm not going to refer to those articles directly, but they are sort of background to what I'm going to talk about. Okay, so to say, we're going to talk about perhaps the biggest issue in economics today in terms of policy concerns. And any of you who have listened to the radio in the UK today and yesterday, and in fact most of this week, would have been hearing about the sort of latest profits or lack of profits produced by the banking system at the current time. And these are a direct fallout from what's been going on in terms of, the banking crisis over the course of the last couple of years or so. Come on, do something. All right, good. All right, that's a good start. All right, it's working a few minutes ago. Help. Good. Right. Good. It's decided to do work. Right. Okay. Let's start you off with a little bit of data. And essentially, given that we're talking about housing and the role of this in the current financial crisis, the first bit of data which people usually look at is the course of house prices. Okay, right the way around the world, house prices and the course of house prices over the last 10 years or so have been a big policy issue. And also because majority of people's wealth tend to be held in the form of housing, even individuals as well as policymakers are interested in what's happened to house prices. And on this graph up here, I've essentially put the change in house prices in the United Kingdom and the United States going back from the mid-1970s until just about the current time. And two things I want to point out. The blue line on here is the United Kingdom, and the reddish line is the United States. Americans always get very agitated by the fact that housing markets in the United States are typically very volatile. So the house prices go up and down over the course of the time and show strong cycles. Well, in fact, if you plot the course of United States housing cycles against the United Kingdom, and you put them on the same graph, in fact, the US cycles almost disappear off the scale. Housing cycles in the United Kingdom are much, much more dramatic than have been observed in the United States. And that's always been the case going back till about the 1960s or so. So you can see from this graph, the blue line is much more volatile than the red line for the United States. Now, the second thing I want to point out is what's been happening over the course of the last couple of years ago. Okay. This is when the crisis started to hit the market. And that's that little bit part of the graph down there. And what you can see from there is that house prices in both the United States and the United Kingdom have fallen very sharply over the course of the last couple of years. Okay. In fact, the biggest collapses or declines in house prices that we probably experienced over the course of the last 50 years or so in those two countries. And those collapses followed on from periods of strong growth in prices. So in fact, more or less from about the mid-1990s up until about 2 years ago, house prices have been going simply up and up and up and up over time. So if you were actually investing in housing 10 years ago and holding that house, you'd have made a very strong profit from investing in housing. And part of the problem was that many people got into the mindset that prices were going to continue to go up and up and up and ever, and hence people piled into investing into housing in more and more big ways in the expectation that they would make greater and greater profits on these things. But of course, when the collapse came, there were major consequences both for individuals and for the world economy as a whole.